They were in Kelly's car in front of a gray three-decker in Brighton. Pollinger's alibi holds up, Kelly said. Tour company says he was in London when Billy got killed. Jesse nodded. What's this kid's name? He said. Phone listing is D.P. Davis. Don, Jesse said. Maybe. The building had been painted brown a long time ago. Much of the paint had flaked away, and a lot of bare gray clapboard was showing. There was no front yard. The first of three front steps was hard against the sidewalk. The name Davis and the number 3A was written with black magic marker above one of the doorbells. Jesse rang it. Nothing happened. You're a small-town cop, Kelly said. You don't know how to do it right. He put his thumb on the bell and kept it there. Nothing happened. That how it's done? Jesse said. Could be no one home, Kelly said. Or the bell's broken. But the front door's unlocked, Kelly said. Wow, Jesse said. A trained professional, Kelly said. They went into the dank hallway and up two flights of sagging stairs. The stairwell was dark. There was a burned-out light bulb and an old porcelain ceiling fixture at each landing. At the dark top of the stairs, Jesse knocked on the door. It's good practice, he said. How else do I learn? He knocked again. There was a sound of movement, then silence. Then the door opened on its chain. A young female voice said, "Come back later." The door started to shut, but Jesse put his foot in the opening. "Don Davis? What do you want?" "Boston police," Kelly said. He held up his badge. "Police?" "Yep." "It's too dark," she said. "I can't see what you're holding up." Kelly put the badge into the door opening. "You got a light in there?" he said. "I guess so." "Turn it on," he said. There was silence for a moment, then a light went on inside the apartment. The girl was a shadow in the narrow door opening. She stared at the badge for a long time. "What do you want?" she said. "We want to come in and talk with you," Kelly said. "About what?" "About whether or not to kick in this door and bust you as a material witness in a homicide investigation," Kelly said. "I didn't kill nobody," the girl said. "Open the fucking door," Jesse said. The girl didn't answer for a moment, then she made a shadowy movement that might have been a shrug. "Okay," she said, "get your foot out so I can take the chain off." The shades were down, the room was dark, except for a light from the bare bulb of a table lamp on the floor. Cook stove was against the back wall and a sink. The floor was brick-patterned linoleum, scuffed away in places, showing the narrow floorboards underneath. It was a box spring and mattress with no sheets and a thick down comforter rumpled with sleep. There were clothes piled on the floor. A half-open door revealed a narrow bathroom with tiled walls and an old tub. "You ought to charge more," Kelly said. "For what?" the girl said. She was a small girl, dark-haired and small-boned, with short dark hair and big dark eyes that dominated her face. She was wearing jeans and a pink sweatshirt. The sleeves were too long and concealed her hands. She was barefooted, and except that she had a hint of bosom under the sweatshirt, looked about 9. "Don," Jesse said. "We've talked with T.P. Pollinger." "Who?" Jesse realized she might not know who Pollinger was, just a John at an address, one of many. "Money manager in the back bay," Jesse said. "I followed you there on Tuesday after Alan Garner gave you the address." She bent down and picked up a pack of Virginia Slims, got a cigarette out of the pack, got a butane lighter out of her pocket, and lit the cigarette. "So?" "So we got prostitution if we want to arrest you," Kelly said. "So?" Jesse looked at Kelly. They both smiled. She was a little girl alone in a run-down apartment with two men, and she was being tough. They both knew that the bravado of young kids was rooted mostly in ignorance. If they just braved it out, they could get away with it. She was wrong this time, but both of them admired her a little. "So," Jesse said, "we don't want to do that if you don't make us. What we want is Garner." She stared at both of them. "What do you want Alan for?" "Do you know a girl named Billy Bishop?" Jesse said. "No." "Why are you after Alan?" "He might be involved in a homicide we're investigating," Kelly said. "Alan wouldn't kill anybody." Kelly sighed and took his handcuffs from his belt. Don Davis, Kelly said, you are under arrest for prostitution. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney to assist you during questioning. Hey, come on, Don said. Turn around, Kelly said. Put your hands together behind your back. Hey, no, wait a minute. What do you want to know? Is Alan Garner your pimp? Jesse said. Well, he's not really a pimp. I mean, you know, he's nice. Does he arrange for you to meet men? Does he take a portion of the money you receive for sexual favors? Jesse said. Yes. How'd you meet him? Alan? Uh-huh. Around, she said. He pick you up? Kelly said. Yes, he bought me lunch and we talked. He was really nice. Were you soliciting? No. Did he pick you up near the shelter? Yes. It's like we were going along in the same direction and we started talking. He initiate? Kelly said. What? He start talking first, Jesse said. I don't know, I guess so. I wouldn't have just started talking to some guy. Unless you'd become a working girl, Kelly said. I wasn't then, honest to God. That start with Garner, Jesse said. I guess so. Both men were quiet. Kelly put the cuffs back on his belt at the small of his back. He said, like, where did I live and I go, like... I'm staying at the shelter, and he says, did I run away? And I said, like, of course, and he says, he's helped a bunch of girls like me. She was talking to Jesse, even though he'd sworn at her when they first came. Now he seemed much nicer than the other cop that was going to handcuff her. The other cop looked mean, like he might be laughing at her. But Jesse had kind eyes, and he leaned forward, nodding gently, like he was interested in her. And, Jesse said, he got me this place to stay. You pay the rent, Kelly said. No, the girl says, I don't. Alan does, for me. He gives me money, too. He ever come on to you? No, he's never been like that. He's really nice. Do they give money to you? The men I meet? No, I guess they give it to Alan. You like Alan? Jesse said. Alan's the nicest person I've ever met, she said.